Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. He's fresh. Well, I wouldn't say fresh off the boat. Shot Show was actually back in January, and we're in February now. But joining us from MGS Trade School is the executive director, Zeke Stout.
That would be I.
That would be you.
Going now, from one major convention in our industry to the next.
So you're actually on Eastern time right now, and you're at a trade show of some sort.
Yeah, I'm up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania at the Great American Outdoor Show.
Now, I've heard a lot about that, but I've never been to that.
It's a good show. It's a consumer show, so you can actually sell direct to consumers there. And it's a massive, massive setup, and it's mostly like outdoor stuff, fishing, hunting, archery, guns. Pretty much everything, and it's a really, really cool setup, and it's 10 days long. So it starts tomorrow, and it ends the following Monday. So quite the haul. It's a haul, man. And talking about hauls, you want to hear the story of how I got here.
Okay.
So as everybody's probably seen on the Weather Channel and everything else, down in Tennessee, there's a ton of ice. Well, my flight got canceled yesterday, and they said the next flight wouldn't be till today, and I would have not been here to set up our booth. So then I went to, you know, a rental car place, not going to say who, and I said, hey, can I get a rental car here, drive it to Philadelphia, and then when I fly out of Philadelphia, just drop it off at that airport? Sure, that'll be $2,500. So I said no with a few expletives and in a very nice way, so I wasn't blaming the guy helping me. And I drove my personal vehicle 14 and a half hours up here to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It has been quite the haul.
Don't you get 51 cents a mile, though, at the end of the year for that?
I think it's 58 cents now.
Oh, well, hey, at least there's...
Yeah.
You know, I would rather drive my car than a rental car any day, anyway.
Well, I've got a newer, well, not a newer car. It's a new used car. I've only had it for about a month.
Right.
And I was concerned. I don't know it well enough yet. So I was a little concerned, but it did great.
Well, I mean, I bought my own private airplane. It's a Ford F-150, and that's going to be my convey. If I'd made the Shot Show, I would have driven.
SHOT Show was great, and I'm sure you want to talk about that at some point. But
Well, I do, but I want to talk about the 2A shootout, the basketball game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, here's the thing about, so that was played in Vegas?
Yeah, it was played in Vegas. This is the second annual one we've done at SHOT Show. Of course, we didn't do last year because SHOT Show got canceled.
Right.
The year before we did it. And then we did another one in Houston when NRA was supposed to be before it got canceled. And they're a blast. It's Kenny Dobbs. If anybody watches the NBA Dunk King TV show they had for a while, Kenny Dobbs actually won it one year. He's can jump out of the gym, and he's a big Second Amendment proponent. So what he does for these, either the NRA convention or SHOT Show, We put it together with a group of Second Amendment celebrities, I'm using air quotes, or influencers. So it was me, Coley Noir, Black Rambo, a few other guys, Hoodneck, he was in it too. And then he puts together some of these guys that do dunk competitions, and they're basically a step down from NBA pro basketball players. They make money playing basketball. And we have a blast. It's so much fun. Nobody takes themselves too seriously. We got a really good crowd this year, and we help raise awareness for his Kenny's Foundation, which is the first responders unit, which basically is teaching gun safety to kids. He goes around to different places and teaches gun safety and does these basketball and dunk exhibitions to kind of get the kids in there. And then it's, you know, I don't want to say bait and switch because it sounds negative, but it kind of is. It's like, hey, come watch me do a behind the back 360 dunk. Now let's talk about gun safety. You know, so it's kind of cool what he's doing.
I just, and here's the thing. Now, whenever I do SHOT Show, yeah, I am busy at SHOT Show from when I step on the carpet,
mm-hmm,
till the end of the day. I'm just going, going, mm-hmm, going, going, going. And by the time I get done, I don't really do anything in the evening. And I'm just wondering how you young bloods have enough energy to say, well, we're going to do SHOT Show and we're going to play basketball for however long it takes us to play basketball.
So on the days of the basketball game, I sleep in first. Then I'll only do about an hour on the floor, and then I'll come back and just lay down until it's time for the game. So that's how I pull it off.
Can
and lots
play?
And lots and lots of water. Yeah, he's a good baller, man. He's got some handle. He's got a good shot. He can play some ball, man. He and I both had the same issue. We need to drop some weight and get in better shape, and then people will really see how good of basketball players we are.
I was just wondering about that. I'd like, hopefully, if the next time that happens, let me know, because I'd like to come and film it and watch it and talk to you guys that they're playing in it and all this other stuff. Just because that's an aspect I haven't covered yet. But first, I got to be there. Of course, I need to be there. Now, we got just a little bit of time. I think we need to sort of talk about your hair.
You saw that in the pictures of the game, didn't you?
I did. I saw that in the pictures from SHOT Show and everything, and I'm looking at it. And this is, you know, I've known Zeke for a while. Three, 4 years. And we talk, we get along and everything, and Zeke has always been the cleanest cut. And he looks like you look like a lumberjack. You could quite easily be a lumberjack dude.
Yeah.
Except
as
now,
much wood as I split as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now Zeke has decided to grow his hair out and everything, and I don't know. I don't think it takes anything away from you as far as your stature, but you are an executive director of a school.
Yeah, I'm a chief marketing officer, man.
Right. So you're not walking around using terminology like groovy and cool and far out, are you?
But here's the thing. My specialty is marketing.
Right.
Marketing, things have to be memorable. You see a 6'7" guy with a beard, sleeve tattoos, and long hair, you're going to remember that.
You know, that's a point. I have to cede that point to you.
Exactly.
Have to cede that point to you. Before we go to break, are you, like, what's the booth number at the show you're at?
Yeah, we're at booth 621. We're in the Firearms Expo part. There's several different buildings that are all connected, but we're in the firearms part in at booth 621, MGS Trade School.
MGS Trade School, of course, this is where he is the executive director there. This is where if you want to change your career, or in some cases, like I'm looking at a bunch of people now, there's a lot of, I see competitors out there now because they want to learn more about their gun, and they're already competitors, and they're taking your course too. So I mean, MGS Trade School, what is the website again?
Yep.
MGS.edu.
Yep.
And you can join. I bought a washer today. You can join for less than the cost of a washer in some cases. You can become a student. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Zeke Stout. He is the executive director at MGS. Or MGS Trade School, which you can find at mgs.edu. And,
correct.
So when you're doing these shows, mm-hmm. and everything, how many people, I mean, can you actually sign students up at these shows?
Some of them can. SHOT Show, not so much. SHOT Show is more industry to industry, like, you know.
Right.
This one, consumers are actually here. So our demographic that would want to enroll and look and see what we're all about are actually here at the show. So I'll be at the booth the majority of the time. Like I said, 621 is our booth number. And if people want to come by, they can come by and chat about it and enroll there on the spot if they want.
If you did it at SHOT Show, would you get in trouble?
I don't think we'd get in trouble, but it's just that not a whole lot of people in the industry are going to enroll unless they're looking to, like, improve their credentials. I mean, it still does happen, but you know how SHOT Show is. SHOT Show is just all out industry, selling to industry, getting deals with gun shops and distributors and manufacturers and everything else. So not a lot of education thought going in through there.
Well, I mean, if I was at SHOT Show, and I mm-hmm. rolled in and they say, hey, there's old Zeke Stout. Zeke, what do you think about advertising on my show? If the NSSF is lifts, how many S's did I get? NSSF.
You got it right.
Yep. If they're listening, they're going to get me for briefcasing and throw me out of SHOT Show and then throw me out of my hotel, too. And suddenly I'm homeless in Vegas.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't pitch advertising on your show at SHOT Show?
Not on the floor.
Wow.
Not on the floor. That's why they have all of these. Have you seen these IV stations where you can recover from your sales meetings that come after SHOT Show? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they're always
full. After a basketball game.
Oh, did you go to the IV station too?
Yeah, and I needed some of that. Your advertiser was selling the Veterans Vitality CBD oil. I need some of that, too.
That's longevity. I could probably hook you up with some longevity if you wanted to. But in any event, do you think we're going to have an NRA show since we had a SHOT Show and now the Great American Show is happening?
Well, NRA runs the Great American Outdoor Show, so I'm assuming based off of that they're going to. They got to. There's too much revenue for a lot of companies and for the NRA itself that happens at that convention. So I would imagine they're going to do it. But SHOT Show, the interesting thing that I love, it was weird, but I loved it. I didn't think I was going to love it, but there weren't a whole lot of people. They cracked down on some of the frivolous media. You know, I've got an Instagram with 200 followers, so I'm media. that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, they were a little more strict with who companies could bring and stuff like that. And then just with all the mask restrictions and different things like that, a lot less people showed up. Well, the first day you're like, oh my God, SHOT Show's dead. This is horrible. But then as the week went on, it was the most productive SHOT Show I've ever had because people had time for you. People were able to talk to you. People were able to stop and spend time talking about the school and whatnot. And all the stuff that I was networking for was there. So productivity wise, it was off the charts of any other SHOT Show I've ever been to.
Right.
So people that were there, there weren't a lot of people there. So
given what you and I discussed recently, are a lot of competitors starting to sign up with you?
Competitors as in
shooting
competition of
them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've had a few that have signed up and taken our courses. One thing that I'd like to see is more gunsmiths at these competitions. Perfect example. I knew what to do when it happened to me because I did a USBSA match. This happened at a steel match, a steel challenge I did, where I had a squib round and didn't have any tools there, anything to do it. Luckily, a guy had a dowel rod that I could, you know, punch the round out.
Right.
But, you know, to have a gunsmith at all these matches. Now, a lot of these people can work on their own stuff, and like this guy had the tools, but just to have that comfort, especially for new people getting into it, right? They don't know what to bring. The first match I did was an IDPA match, and I brought my gun, my rounds, and some water.
Right.
I didn't have all the gear and all the tools and all the extra stuff. And, you know, I learned quickly. But if they had a gunsmith at all these matches, that would be cool. And I think that's something where, you know, if you take our course, it would be a perfect little course for a role like that.
You know, at any sporting event, like at the Olympics, mm-hmm. at the Olympics, Sony and Canon will have gigantic yep. booths set up with loaners for all the cameras, because every camera that's going to be there is going to be a $6,000-$7,000 camera.
Yeah.
And they will do that. Well, and what you're describing is about the same thing, having somebody that knows how to keep your equipment running.
Sure.
While you're there. And I'm surprised that is not already a thing.
Well, and think of and there are some matches that'll have gunsmiths there. I'm not saying they don't. But to have it more frequent and more even small local matches, right? But, you know, think of it this way. You know, my degree is actually in sports medicine. And athletic trainers are the people on the sidelines of football games and basketball games and baseball and all the sports that if somebody goes down with a sprained ankle, broken leg, whatever, they're the ones that run out there and they're checking on them and et cetera, et cetera. This is kind of like having an athletic trainer for your guns. You know?
Right.
It definitely is a
thing that's, I mean, I, thinking about it, we're actually sort mm-hmm. of behind the curve, aren't we, on certain things, as far as some of the events that we do and some of the sporting events that within the gun industry and everything. We're sort of behind on certain things, aren't we, when it comes to, like, having somebody, well, you know, having a support system in place to where a malfunctioning gun doesn't take you out of competition. That would be my thing.
Right. I'd say yes and no. I think you go to the big major matches.
I tell you what.
And
you can tell me all about the yes and no okay. part when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. MGS Trade School, this is where, I mean, a lot of competitors are signing up for this. This is the kind of thing. This is foresight, it's very inexpensive foresight for anything you're doing with a gun, whether you're going to be a gunsmith yep. or a gun handler, a shooter, a hunter, whatever it is. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm James Gimmel. U.S. employers added 467,000 jobs in January. Despite a wave of Omicron infections that kept many workers home, the Labor Department report today indicated the unemployment rate rose a tenth of a percentage point from 3.9% to 4%.
Our country is taking everything that COVID has to throw at us, and we've come back stronger.
U.S. Senator Mitt Romney says shame falls on a Republican committee for passing a motion to censure GOP lawmakers Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their roles in investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Romney tweeted that Cheney and Kinzinger were seeking truth at great personal cost. The U.S. House wants to make America more competitive with China when it comes to domestic supply chains. The Hill reports lawmakers passed legislation today addressing the global semiconductor chip shortage. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Central Command held a virtual briefing at the Pentagon this afternoon about last August attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Nearly 200 people were killed by Taliban forces, including 13 American troops. Lieutenant Colonel John Naughton talking about a detonation near the airport and how evacuees responded.
So as the Chevron became largely impassable and potential evacuees became more and more desperate, they began to seek out and utilize alternate ingress routes to bypass salvage checkpoints.
The briefing was held as the United States prepares to send more military equipment to Ukraine. News Corps says its email accounts have been hacked, possibly by China. Reuters reporting digital intruders broke into News Corps' email accounts, compromising the data of an unspecified number of journalists. The breach has now been contained, but not before the company says the emails and documents of a limited number of employees were hacked into, presumably to gather intelligence for Beijing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to the executive director of MGS Trade School, and that is Zeke Stout. And he's in Philadelphia at the Great American Outdoor Show, having just driven
in Harrisburg. Yep.
From this point on, whenever I say Zeke Stout, when I get to the part of it, you take over then and tell me exactly where you're at.
No matter if it's a show or not, if I'm just like down the road and...
If I'm calling you and I'm like, hey, Tennessee. So we're going to have that drink, I'm talking to Zeke Stout. Yes, I'm down here.
Hendersonville, Tennessee.
There you go. Anyway, you were about to tell us something about whether we are behind, we've been behind the curve as far as support for our shooters in gun competitions.
I think if you go to the big major matches, right, whether it's the state championships, nationals, there's a lot of, different cups like the Bianca Cup, stuff like that. They have the support systems in place, right? Well, you get these small local matches and you don't have that. You don't have the local gunsmith coming out there. One, because they may not be getting paid to do it. But if you've got somebody, let's say somebody goes through our program, wants to become a gunsmith, they're trying to get their business off the ground, it'd be a great opportunity for somebody that knows gunsmithing, that knows repair, to go to these local organizations and say, hey, look, I'll come out for free just to get my name out there. Let me put up a banner of my gunsmithing shop. And then I'll set up in the corner. Y'all don't have to pay me a thing. And if somebody has a gun go down, I'll repair it real quick and get them back out of there on the field. So it's a good marketing opportunity for these guys if they have local clubs that have matches.
I could see where couldn't that be built into the entry fee? Like, couldn't the guy say, well, for anybody that wants to use my services, just me grabbing hold of your gun is going to be X amount of dollars, and then if I have to start replacing parts or barrel or something like that, But then I guess that guy would have to have a whole bunch of barrels or something, or he'd have to know what guns were coming to the competition.
Well, and if it's something as major as replacing a barrel, then, you know, if I'm that guy, I'm going to be like, all right, you know, $75 for this barrel or $100 or whatever the barrel costs.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to do it for free. But if it's something simple like a squid load like I had, you know, and I just need to punch it out with a dowel rod or, you know, maybe the feed ramp needs a little polishing because they didn't clean it and now it's having all kinds of the feed issues or whatever the issue is. It's simple. Do those for free. If it's parts, then, yeah, they're going to have to pay for the parts. You tell them up front, hey, I'll do this for you, but you're going to have to pay me $150. But it's tough, and it's a tough world anyways in the competition world, you know, to ask for more money because, you know, you're already having to pay a fee to enter, which, you know, most local matches, you know, anywhere from 10, 20, 30 bucks. It's not that bad. But, you know, a lot of these matches, you're going to need to bring 200, 300 rounds. And nowadays, you know, you're looking at a couple hundred bucks for a match.
Yeah.
You throw in your gas and everything.
Well, I mean, but that's the same way it is with anything, though, Zeke, right?
Yeah.
With any athletic endeavor, like bikes. Do you know how much money's involved in bike racing?
I used to do triathlon on a medium scale.
What did you have? A time trial bike or what kind of a bike did you have?
I had a Quintana Roo triathlon bike and it's basically a time trial bike and it was full carbon fiber and it cost me $4,500.
And what year was that?
This was in 2008, 2007, somewhere in there.
Now, if you were on a team sponsored by a named brand, you'd have a chaser car with five just like it on top of the roof.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, the support aspect, the logistical aspect of most sports seems a little more advanced to me than the gun world, but I don't go to too many gun competitions so far. I could be way off on that.
No, I agree. And that's something where I think there is an aspect of our industry that they're not thinking big picture on a lot of this stuff, right? So Casey Eusebio, let's use him for example. He's one good friend of mine in the industry, has been the world's fastest shooter I don't know how many years in a row. He and Max Michelle go back and forth every year. Just amazing. He's won I don't know how many world championships. But how cool would it be to see him roll up with this support crew, you know, with all the guns ready and all he has to do is shoot, you know. There is a fun aspect to, you know, working on the stuff yourself in the background. But sometimes, you know, if he and Max Michelle are, you know, 0.000001 millisecond from each other, having someone there to help him repair a malfunction could fix that for him and take a little stress off of him, and he may be able to do that a little bit quicker. You know?
So Max Michelle doesn't have a SIG truck following him?
He might. You know, Max has all kinds of stuff.
Well, I mean, he's one of those. I've never met him. I've never spoken with him, but I know of him.
Awesome guy.
I know that he has a lot of people. He's in a lot of competitions. A lot of people hold him in high praise. And he wins a lot of matches. And he shoots SIGs, which, you know, heretofore, prior to Max Michelle, I'd never thought of the SIG as a speed demon.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a change
there. I never did either until I got the X5 Legion. And that thing is a beast.
I found a full-size P320. At a pawn shop that is configured exactly like the Legion, but it isn't a Legion.
So it didn't have that, was it tungsten-infused frame?
Right. It is optics ready. It's full size. I got a bunch of Vickers. Is it Vickers? Are they does he make the magazines for, does he have a magazine line for the P320?
He might, yeah.
I got some of those mags.
I'm not sure if
got some of those mags, and now I'm just waiting to get around to shooting it. Haven't shot it yet. I haven't shot anything since prior to November.
What?
You know what's been going on at my house.
I sit there and I go, what? And then I thought back, oh, well, crap, I don't think I have either.
So, I mean, it's been winter and it's been COVID time again. It's always COVID time, although I think they're getting ready to say, okay, COVID is over with. Now, moving forward.
Well, other countries already have, so.
Yeah. I don't know how long it'll take Double Barrel Joe to do it, but we'll see. Maybe he'll do it right before the midterms.
And what you were saying about, what was it you said right before that? Shoot, I was going to say something about it. Oh, shooting, like back before November.
Right.
A lot of people think because we work in an industry or we do media in the industry, oh, man, you get to shoot everything all the time. Oh, no. I shoot less being in the industry than I shot before being in the industry.
Absolutely. I mean, right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 guns that I need to film and shoot. 2 of them are project guns. I'll tell you about both of the project guns when we get back, because you'll probably think these are pretty cool. We're coming up on the next break. MGS Trade School. Mm-hmm. So many ways you can apply the program. If you want to be a gunsmith, you go there, mgs.edu. Sign up. It's going to be the cheapest education you're going to find, and it's going to change your life. You're going to completely reinvent yourself. If you're already in the gun industry and you're looking to augment your skill set, same story. It's the least expensive way to do it, the best way, the first time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. Now, and Zeke brings up a good point.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
As you said, as soon as I heard the
that's where he's at. That's
out where I'm at.
See, this tells me right now you got the index cards and a good sharp pencil. You're taking notes. That's good stuff. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he brings up a good point because if I do a review on YouTube of some 2011, they'll be like, can you review the Atlas or the this or the that? Like, I can just call them up and say, hey, yeah, I know you know who I am. Go ahead and send me one of your guns to review and make it snappy. Stat. And then they're just going to do it. And even if they did do it, which 9 times out of 10 they're not going to, at least with me, then I have to, you know, doing a radio show takes a minute, doesn't it? I mean, how long did it take you to prepare for a radio show when you were doing a radio show?
You don't want to know.
Well, it's probably less than I put into it, but tell me anyway.
My co-host was Vanessa. We pretty much winged it.
But okay, no, I get that.
We probably put in a couple of hours. Like if we had a specific guest that we knew was coming on and we wanted to talk a specific subject.
Sure.
You know, with a guest, it's always easier because you have somebody to bounce stuff off of. If it was something we were going to discuss on our own, we'd put in more time. There's a lot of time you put into each episode.
I'm going to have Vanessa on the show one day. Vanessa, I can just see how a conversation would evolve on its own and go 180 degrees away from where I started with her.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, I decided to do, and because I had to put this all out, you know, I had to give it to outside sources to get it done. But I wanted to do two project guns. So the first project gun, I decided to do what all the cool kids are doing, and I got a lever gun.
Nice.
And then I saw Chris Costa's lever gun, and I wanted a lever gun like Chris Costa's. So then I got parts and everything from Ranger Point Precision. I got a great sight rail from XS Sights. And then all of a sudden I had a bunch of parts and a gun. So I had to take that to my I've got one gunsmith local to me that I trust him with anything that has to be wrenched on. He's a fabricator, so even if he breaks it, he can just make another one just like it and put it on there. And that got fixed up. And also from him, he did a Poly 80 Glock 20 in 10 millimeter.
Hmm.
And this is my Velociraptor set.
Okay.
You probably haven't been to South Carolina lately. They're everywhere. It's an invasive species.
Is it? Okay, nice. But you got loose of the last Jurassic Park movie?
You know, the bad thing about velociraptors, they were about the size of big chickens in reality. So so I had to, I will probably rename that to the T-Rex gun because we know how big they were. So, but anyway, I haven't had a chance to shoot it. I got ammo for the 45-70. The other gun's 10 millimeter. I got enough. I got enough to go shoot it, but I haven't had time to go shoot it. And, you know, I'm dying to shoot them. Dying to shoot them.
I think you should call them the big chicken guns.
Hi there. I'm Bill Frady. Are you terrified of chickens? Me too.
This is my big chicken gun.
This is my big chicken gun.
Hey, you watch. People are listening to this, and there's going to be some manufacturer that reaches out and says, hey, Mr. Frady, we'd like to create the big chicken gun set for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Just let me design the logo.
Yeah. That would be cool to see the big chicken gun logo.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's see if this is still working. Zeke Stout.
Oh, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
See, I thought so. Anyway, like is there? Do you have a favorite gun to go shoot? Do you have a what's your carry gun?
My carry gun is either a Glock 19 or a Sig P320 Scorpion. I try to avoid the Scorpion because it's an expensive gun, right?
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize, and they don't think when they're carrying something, if you have to use it, it's gone. You know, if you're in a good state, you might get it back after about 3 years in the court case and everything else. Some bad states, they just keep it in evidence forever, and you don't ever get that gun back. So I'd rather lose a $500 Glock 19 to that situation than a $1,000 custom SIG. But I love the 320. It's an awesome platform. They've done a lot of improvements on it since they first came out with it. That SIG is a phenomenal carry gun. But I think my favorite gun to shoot when it comes to handguns is my CZ-70 or the CZ-TSO Orange. Competition.
Never shot one of those.
It is smooth.
They're very popular because I just lost CZ as a sponsor. Mm. And they bought Colt. They spent a lot of money last year.
It's not my favorite gun.
No. What I was going to say was that I heard, I tried to get that gun to evaluate it, and they were so few and so scarce because as soon as they would make one, it would be spoken for. And I've heard a lot of great things about that gun. And I would love to have shot that. They seem to have, CZ with the Shadow and I guess now with that TSO, they seem to have designed the ultimate out-of-the-box competition gun, haven't they?
Absolutely. 100%. It is. It made me feel like a professional.
Yeah.
I take my Glocks and my SIGs and whatever, and I go shoot with them, and I'm like, yeah, I did all right. I won my first steel challenge with that CZ. Now, it was a small local match that only had about 10 people in it. But I won it. I was like, oh, wow, okay. You know, that's a big jump from, you know, finishing 14th or 20th or something like that. So, yeah, they are impressive pistols. As far as, and my favorite rifle, I love to shoot. And this is weird to most people because for a while there, you can get these guns for $150. I love my Mosin Nagant. I just love that thing. I love shooting that thing. And it may be because the first shot I ever shot out of it after I cleaned the Cosmoline off was at Hickok 45's range at his 200-yard gong, and I hit the gong first shot. I'm like, I can never get rid of this gun.
I have never shot one of those. I've seen, I mean, there's a lot of people that once they get a hold of those, that becomes like a, it's like a subset of gun owners, isn't it? The Mosin Nagant lovers.
It is. It's interesting. It's an interesting world because people, you know, accurize them and tacticalize them and do all these isms to them. And then there's people that just, they're the purists, and they like them just the way they are. But I think it just had such a big following because they were so inexpensive. And it's, I could be proven wrong. And if I'm wrong, somebody, you know, send Bill an email and yell at him. But I think it's the oldest military issue rifle that is still in use in conflict today.
I would not know. That's really interesting. I'll have to look into that one.
Not necessarily by the Russians, but like, you know, Afghans and, you know, all the little, you know, pop up.
I wouldn't doubt that about the Afghanis at all. The Afghanis, Pakistanis, the Afghan and Pakistani gunsmiths that are out there in the desert, they can take three guns that don't work and make one gun that does. And they can be three totally different guns. So, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. We are running out of time. You are at booth 621. You're at booth 621 in Harrisburg at the American Outdoor Show, yeah?
Yep. Absolutely. Come by and see me. I'll be there all week.
Yep. He signs autographs for free. And he has beautiful hair. All worth checking it out. MGS Trade School is mgs.edu. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I always enjoy it.
Absolutely. Have a good show in Harrisburg.
Yep, will do.
All right. Got hour number two inbound. That's just going to be me ranting for the most part, you know. But I got some interesting rants to get to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.